If you will please join me in prayer. O God, Holy Spirit, your word promises us wisdom when we ask for it. Give us that wisdom now, that we would understand what you have to say to us today through these scriptures and sermon. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's Old Testament lesson is Genesis 28:10 through 17. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. I consider high school youth group to be 7 years of friendship. Even though 7 years separates the seniors I met my freshman year to the freshmen I have met this year, they have all taught me the importance of the Christian relationship. I saw God my freshman year when two juniors reached out to me, a freshman who felt so, so alone. Little did I know, God was walking beside me with these two friends, helping me find my way. Without these two, I don't know if I would have returned to the senior high youth group. My sophomore year, I saw God through two homeowners that I got to meet on my first work day. Patty and Denver were some of the kindest people I have ever met. They were the kind of people who lived by loving thy neighbor. In one of the rooms I was working in to install a window, Patty had written on her whiteboard, It's a new day, let us rejoice and be glad. I think of that verse every morning when I wake up, knowing that each day will bring new gifts, big and small. My junior year, I saw God through every member of this church. When times were tough and it would have been easier to just sit back, everyone stood up and took the challenge upon themselves to use this opportunity to make this church stronger and more unified. I have gotten to experience this firsthand from my parents, who both inspire me every day to get the most out of my experiences here in this amazing church community. This is the year when I understood my purpose as a follower of God. This connects to the passage because we see God's promise with Jacob and how he promises to watch over him through his struggles and gives him the assurance that by following him, he will reach the promised land. Because of the past 4 years here at First Pres, I have recognized that God has always been there through the Christian relationships I have made without maybe realizing it at times. While leaving my family in this church will bring its own challenges, I know that just as God promised Jacob, he won't leave my side.
First Presbyterian Church has come to be an integral part of my life. At a young age, my parents strongly encouraged me to get involved at church, and I could not be happier that they did. I have become friends with incredible people, been exposed to memorable experiences, and discovered more about my own faith, all because of this church. My brother first influenced me to start attending youth group as he was a senior at the time. I was hesitant, as I was a young freshman, but was quickly reassured as everyone was welcoming and excited to get to know one another. Youth group has become a place to escape every Sunday night. It is a place to reflect, have fun, and relax with a unique and talented set of people who are all brought together by one thing, God. High school is a time where, in my opinion, you are your most vulnerable, and having strong relationships with others is crucial. The connections I have formed through youth group have kept me sane throughout high school and are friendships that I know will last me a lifetime. In addition to youth group, work trip is an experience that never fails to show me the light of God. It is a time where people of all ages, from advisors to youth, come together to learn new skills, aid a community, and create unforgettable memories. It is extraordinary to see the impact that our work trip can have on one community. Last year, the local ice cream shop in Iberia, Missouri, gave contributions back to our church in gratitude for the business we gave them during our post-working ice cream trips. The love that all the communities experience during work trip is infectious and reminds me that God is everywhere and can be found in the smallest of places. The past 11 years here at First Press have helped shape me into who I am today. This church has allowed me to grow in my faith and create unbreakable friendships. Going into college, I know that the lessons I have learned here will be carried throughout my life, and I will always be reminded that God is with me wherever I go. Today's New Testament lesson is Acts 2, 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. Divided tongues, as of fire, rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language, speaking about God's deeds of power?" All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this was what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
As I approach graduation, I've had lots of time to reflect on some of the ways that I've seen God throughout my life. I became a member of this church with my family about 12 years ago, and I consider that the beginning of my faith journey. One of the main places that I have seen God at work is through the people of the church. The Sunday school teachers set the foundation for my faith and started me on my journey in the church. In Sunday school, young curious minds can find answers to their questions and learn more about God and the Bible. The next step of my faith journey took place in the youth programs. During middle school and high school, I saw God in the friendships that were made in high school, in youth group, lock-ins, and various retreats. I made friends that are still very close to me today. Confirmation was one of my most influential experiences in my religious journey. Growing up, I've always been very curious and equally as skeptical. This combination raised many questions in my head about God, the Bible, and how science and history fit into that puzzle. Having great youth pastors in Nick and Sean and great confirmation support helped me to answer those questions and form my own combination of beliefs. Last year, my faith underwent a test when I became a youth elder. I went from a student in the church to a leader in the church, and I didn't feel like I was ready. However, all of the other members of Session welcomed me in with open arms. The next place I saw God was in the way that Session is able to keep the gears of the church turning. Even in a very hectic time in the church, the elders never lost their way and were able to handle the situations with patience and care. That experience taught me that there are road bumps on all of our faith journeys, but they can always be overcome through God. The experiences that have had the most impact on my faith have been the work trips. I've gone on work trip 3 times, and I'm looking forward to going on my 4th and final one this coming June. On these trips, I have learned that going on a trip surrounded by peers and providing genuine help to people who need it has been very influential on my faith. During this time, I noticed God and the helpers around me, the bonds that are created, and even the people that were helping. Work trip is full of helpers that have helped me to discover what selflessness really is. Each year, we bring lots of parents and past work trippers who are more than happy to lead the youth on the sites and also do lots of work themselves. Work trip regulars like JJ and Jimmy May share their expertise and work trip wisdom with the rest of the group. I see God in the passion that all of these helpers have for helping others and doing God's work. This year was the first year where we did a tool training session before we leave, so that all of the participants could be adequately prepared to wield power saws and hammer and nails without hitting their thumbs. We reached out to some past work trippers and participants and had over 20 people eager to teach us all the tricks of the trade. They were so willing to help because work trip had an impact on them as well, and they wanted to continue God's work in a different role. Sometimes you're able to see God in connections between people. This is especially true on work trip. On the trip, I have met many friends that I otherwise would not have. Service has a way of uniting people under a common goal. Every day, we are put in a group of random people that we will be working at the site with. We don't get to choose to be with our friends and stay within our social groups that were established long before work trip began. Instead, we make new friends and talk with people who we may not have even known before the trip, whether that be the senior who has been on every one or the freshman who just started coming to youth group. After a long day's work, we meet up in small groups that stay the same throughout the whole week. These groups are for far more than just a recap of the day. We often answer questions such as, "Where did you see God today?" or "How has your experience affected your view of God?" Every group gets really deep into these questions, bringing up past experiences and connecting with each other so well that it sometimes results in crying. I see God in the bonds that strengthen every day on work trip and the friendships that last long after it. Possibly where I see God the most on work trip is through the people that we are helping. The residents of the homes that we work on are usually victims of bad circumstances, such as a bad injury or a terrible family situation. However, they are always welcoming and very grateful for our help. My sophomore year, we were installing windows at a home, and Patty, the woman who lived there, came outside with a pitcher of iced tea and a tray of homemade brownies. She had no obligation to do that. She did it out of the kindness of her heart. At that same site, we were having trouble taking down an old metal fence. So Denver, Patty's husband, came out with his tractor, hooked it up to the fence, and took it down with us. He stayed out with us while we were working and told us some interesting stories about his life. We came to the site to help them, but we ended up getting back much more than we gave. I saw God in them when they chose to open their house to complete strangers and help us with work that they could have just sat back and watched. It has been a long faith journey so far for me in the church, and I have seen God in countless places. All of these experiences that I have had can be accredited to the people of the church and the church itself. I'm thankful to them and the church as a whole for making this journey possible for me and for everybody who can see God here every Sunday.
Nancy just whispered to me, "You don't need to go." And I think she's right. Today we celebrate the work of the Holy Spirit, and I think we should give thanks to the Holy Spirit for the work that he is doing in the lives of these students. We want to thank you so much. Let's thank God for the work that God is doing through this. Today we're celebrating so many different transitions, the transitions of fourth graders moving on to the middle school program, the transitions of these seniors, the transitions of deacons to become new officers in the life of the church. Yesterday across the pond, there was a transition also in the royal wedding when Prince Harry married Meghan Markle. And the amazing thing about that to me was all of the attention that has been paid since then to the sermon at the wedding. In fact, in the New York Times, they have this weekend in brief. I don't know if you know this, but they have the day in brief every day and then the weekend in brief over the weekend. And of all the things in the whole world that happened this weekend, the sermon was in the very second paragraph that they described of all the things that happened in the world. If you haven't seen that sermon, I encourage you to look at it. The speaker, Bishop Michael Curry, talked about love. But not just the love between two people getting married, but the love that God has for us, the unconditional love that God has for us, and the love that Jesus calls us to have for God and for our neighbors. He said that the love of Jesus is the revolutionary movement, or Jesus' ministry was a revolutionary movement grounded in the unconditional love of God for the world. So my hope is that all the seniors in high school here, and all the other kind of seniors who are here, and all the middle-aged people here, and all of the younger people here, that all of us have experienced this unconditional love here in this church or in another church. It's the kind of unconditional love that came when the Holy Spirit came on the disciples in our passage from Acts today. They did not know what was coming when they were gathered in the upper room, but when the whoosh of the Holy Spirit came, it surrounded them by this unconditional love. It bound them together in unconditional love. And so my prayer is for the seniors, not just you up here, but the seniors out there, that you have felt that unconditional love here at the church binding you together in Jesus Christ as well. That when you think back about your years here, you will remember a bind, being bound in Jesus Christ's unconditional love. But of course, that love doesn't stop here. That love sends us outward as well. In the bishop's sermon, he talked about a love, if this love overtook the world, there would be no more war, no more poverty, no more hunger. The Holy Spirit did not just bind the disciples in that upper room together in unconditional love, but sent them out. And so they went and preached in all these different languages, and 3,000 people came to faith. It was a really important step in the life of the church. And today for you high school seniors, and for you other seniors, and for us middle-aged people, and for young people, it's an important step for us when we're sent out into the world too, when we can join in the work against poverty, against hunger, against war ourselves too. That the same Holy Spirit that binds us together is the same Holy Spirit that sends us out with unconditional love for the world. Throughout the centuries, what the church has done to mark the power of the Holy Spirit has been to anoint people. It's a tangible way to see the intangible work of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's not tongues of fire and it's not a rushing wind. I do think the Building and Grounds Committee is a little more happy with anointing than with tongues of fire and rushing wind through the sanctuary. But we're going to anoint the seniors. Sean is going to anoint the high school seniors. And so I want to invite them to come forward and stand on the steps here facing the sanctuary, facing the congregation. So any of you high school seniors who are out there, come on forward now. And you seniors who are up here, come on forward. I want to invite you to come forward now Any high school seniors that are out in the congregation, come forward and stand on these steps. Sean's going to anoint you with oil. It's not magic oil from some magic place. It is olive oil, probably from Jewel or Trader Joe's. It's not magic, but it is a reminder with this oil that the Holy Spirit wants to remind you how you are bound together by unconditional love to this church and sent out to love the world in service.